Hey there, this is Emma from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
And I'm Daniel.
Welcome to another episode, where we bring you the latest updates from our dynamic aerospace community.
But before we dive into the aerospace news today, Emma, I saw something quite interesting on the Burnley College website.
Oh really, what's that?
Their esports team just won a big national championship in Valorant.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yes, and it's not just any team.
I see.
The Burnley FCB's esports team, affiliated with Burnley College, have become the British champions in the Valorant category.
That's impressive.
They competed against some of the biggest names in student esports.
Right, and they won in the grand finals.
Exactly, and it was a tough competition.
So how did they get there?
They started in the qualification heats months ago, competing in weekly showdowns at the British Championships.
They must have been really consistent.
Indeed, they topped their league and moved on to the Northern Regional Championships.
And that secured their spot in the national finals.
Yes, and in the finals, they faced the reigning national champions, Canel Cyphers VAL.
And they won that too.
They did, in a match that went all the way to the wire.
That's a really close game.
I can imagine, it must have been intense.
What's Valorant, by the way?
It's a first-person hero shooter game, where each character has distinct abilities and skills.
So it's like a team-based strategy game.
Exactly, and it allows for high levels of tactical play.
That sounds like it requires a lot of teamwork and strategy.
Definitely, and the students had the support of their curriculum manager, Jason Frost.
What did he have to say about the win?
He said he's thrilled with the achievement, proud of their skill, teamwork and resilience.
I see, and they had some additional preparation before the finals.
Yes, they attended a boot camp at the National Esports Performance Campus in Sunderland.
That's a great opportunity.
They were coached by industry professionals and trained in Burnley College's state-of-the-art facilities.
So Burnley College has been offering esports as a qualification for school leavers for 4 years now.
Yes, and it's not just about playing the games.
What else do they cover?
They combine a wide range of skills from marketing and event management to social media and even nutrition.
That's a well-rounded approach.
Esports is one of the fastest-growing entertainment industries in the world.
Right, and it's generating billions of pounds in revenue each year.
International events can attract audiences of tens of millions online.
And create superstars of the best players.
So if you're someone who thinks you have what it takes to lead an esport team to success,
or if you're a red-hot Valorant player wanting a career in this growing industry,
Burnley College is encouraging people to join them this September.
They're the number one college in England in the government's national achievement rate tables for learners aged 16 to 18 since 2018.
So that's something to consider if this is a path you're interested in.
You can find out more at www.burnley.ac.uk.
Well, that's an incredible achievement by those students.
Absolutely, it shows the kind of dedication and teamwork that's so important in any field.
Even if it's in esports.
Right, and it's inspiring to see the opportunities that are opening up in this industry.
Indeed, it's not just about gaming, but about the skills and education that come with it.
Great story, Daniel.
Thanks, Emma.
And that's all for this episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Join us next time for more updates from our aerospace community.
Until then, stay informed and keep supporting our Northwest Aerospace cluster.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.